since this weekend is our 5-year reunion, today's episode is going to be about St. Bonaventure. This is where I went to college, graduated a semester early, started in 2014, ended in 2017, and well, welcome to Emo Girl Chronicles. I'm your girl, Joyce Tristan, and let's get started. So how did I hear about it? Well, I was in math class, and one of my favorite teachers, Mrs. Morgan, my math teacher, she was talking about colleges, and she was like the person that most helped me with colleges, and I'm pretty sure that she taught the pre-SAT stuff, the prep. So I feel like that's why we talked about it so much. And so she was telling us that college has the most drinking and like the most like empties per like a capita or acre. I don't know. And I don't know, something about that just really made sense, because you know how like sheltered I was for the way that I applied to, like, I want to say like 14 SUNY colleges, like so many, like you would not believe. And then I applied to some like out of state. I remember Denver was one of them. Florida was one of them. I really wanted to go to like RIT because that same teacher really liked RIT. And then I liked Syracuse because of the basketball team. And then I liked Florida because of the weather, and Denver because I just wanted like something different and like far, and like people always say it's so pretty there. And so I applied and I got into a lot. I remember Fredonia was the first one that I toured, and St. Bonaventure was the second. And I was like, this is it. This is it right here. That's all I need. And then, well, let's talk about my tour. Right, so Mrs. Morgan was saying that St. Bonaventure had the most empties per, like, maybe population. And I applied and I got in. And I mean, at the time, I really liked math. And they really do have the best accounting program. And I really thought that was for me, but that is not for me. And I learned that the hard way, honestly. So when I was in Fredonia, like, I thought that Fredonia was like a little bricky, like kind of a cementy, kind of like jail-y. I don't know, maybe not that, but it was just gray versus St. Bonaventure that's brown. And because Fredonia was the first one, I was just a little shocked, because my high school, like K through 12, because my high school is literally K through 12. Like, I went to one building my entire life. And my high school was that red brick. So, you know, when I saw the gray, I was like, oh, Jesus. All right. I mean, it's something. And it just seemed like a campus. So I was like, okay, so it's a campus. You know, I've never been to a campus before, because, you know, there was like, I liked that part. So I didn't like right off the bat not like it. But then like an hour later, I go to St. Bonaventure and I'm like, oh, whoa, this is gorgeous. This is beautiful. This is it. Like literally right off the bat, I knew it. And I didn't tour anything else. And my, I kept getting acceptances and I just didn't even open. Like, well, maybe they were rejecting me too. Who knows? But I did not care. I loved St. Bonaventure so much, and I don't even know who was showing me around. I just liked how pretty it was. And, well, I guess what I was hearing, but whoever showed me around did no impact on my decision. It was like what, you know, that one teacher said and what like online was saying. And I was telling my brother-in-law the other day that one of like my fondest memories from just the drive to St. Bonaventure is me in his car. And it was when I was going, it was like the acceptance day, and you go, you have like dinner or something, like it's not orientation, you know, like where you're gonna live there next, you know, like that's your first night there for the semester. It was like, I don't know, like acceptance of some sort. You got like a little, like I think it was a shirt and a little tablet, and my parents couldn't get off, and they were gonna separate kids and parents, so I couldn't, like, who was gonna bring my mom everywhere? So I had to go alone. And these are those things that, well, you take for granted when you don't have to do things alone. But I mean, it's like I have parents, and they're not absent parents, but my mom just straight up cannot see. So yeah, she misses a lot of things. And my dad works so much because he's the only breadwinner that he misses things too. And you know, that's how life was. So, you know, me and my sisters, we like, I would say I won't speak for them, but I don't know. But we all try to be there for each other, like, as much as we can. I take it pretty seriously, and I kind of take it seriously with my friends, too. Like, if you know me, and you make fun of FOMO, it might be fear of missing out, but it also might be that I need to show everybody I love that I love them, and I will come through. You know what I'm saying? Like, I will show up. So let's switch our perspective. Let me, you know, stop looking down on myself about, like, because sometimes I think, like, Joyce, you're so extra with this FOMO. But, and my friends too, they're like, of course Joyce is going to be here, you know? But let's look at it in the sense that, well, I'm only here because I love you guys. And also you should love and appreciate that you know this about me. I will show up for you. So let's switch our little mindsets, girlies. Let's make it positive. And so, so Julio, because nobody could come with me, or drive me, Julio let me borrow his car, and I was just, like, cruising, and he had, like, a really fast little car, and I was cruising, bumping music, and on my way there, I was like, whoa, I really got accepted, like, this is for real, this is my first time, like, I fully accepted, I've got accepted, and I fully committed type thing, and I'm like, I'm doing this, because when I commit, I commit. And so I'm like, this is happening, this is happening, this is happening. I was a little scared, and I'm alone, but also I'm excited. I'm like, I made it. And then the day went, whatever. I parked at the Hickey, our little dining hall, and it's kind of like in the center of everything, and it's great parking because everything is around there. And as I was leaving, everybody and I, like, it was so quintessential movie moment. I was looking at my back mirror, and they were so little because it's a little car. And my back mirrors and, like, my rear view mirror. And I was just getting a little teary-eyed, like, wow, next time I'm going to be here, it's going to be forever. This is happening. And, well, it wouldn't have happened without my brother-in-law, like, like doing that for me, which is, you know, it gets me choked up. And interesting that that car then became my sister's, my little sister's, and then she crashed it, but that's neither here nor there. So yeah, that car has been through a lot, and I don't know, more and more, like, I know Julio has been part of our family forever, but more and more, I'm like, oh, he really is our family. He really is a brother. So, right, and so then I go to school. I remember I had a lot of stuff. I was like, this is kind of how I always am. Well, I mean, how many times? No, yes. I would say I moved probably like at least 6, 7, 8 times. Let's say 9. Let's say 10. I moved 10 times, I swear. I'll name them another time. Different podcast. And I always just buy things in advance and I pack up the car crazy. And yeah, I definitely went in with a lot of things. But very pink, very pink. I don't know why. I guess I was a pink girly, but I had just had my Quinceañera that was blue. I think that, you know, the cheap section was always pink in like Walmart, and I wasn't a Target girly back then. But my first roommate was Jess, and that's who I'm picking up right now from the airport. So I'm going to ask her. I have 6 questions. I don't know how many we'll get to, but I'm going to answer. Hopefully she picks this number. I'm going to answer one of them, and that's first impression. So my first impression was, I mean, I did feel comfortable with her, but I was like, wait, she's really cool. She's really cool, and she doesn't think I'm cool, and I'm scared. And I think that she thinks that I saw her at the auditorium and, like, she saw me. And if she doesn't think that, then I do. I feel like I saw her and I called her over. And she sat next to me and we were, like, talking. And I was with somebody else. But I just kind of didn't care about that other person because this was my roommate. And I was like, I'm a loyal girl, you know, new friends. So then I remember that same night we met Haley, and we're gonna go see Haley too. She's gonna be in our little apartment, townhouses. I did live there. Okay, so another question was, what was the most surprising thing? And so I am pretty sure, I don't know if I'm making this up, but what's surprising is that Jess has a really good voice. Now I'm like, did I make this up? I don't know. But that's very surprising to me. And at the time, I was very surprised that she had a tattoo. Like, she came in with a tattoo. And then sometimes I just kind of surprise myself. I'm like, oh yeah, she does have tattoos. I think only just one. It was just a one-time thing. So another question is, what did I think of her year one, and what did I think of her year four? So year one, we lived together every day, and I want to say that we talked every single night, like, and she was just my diary. And this is what I do with people. They're just my diary. And so is this podcast, you know. What's a saying that people say, like, when it's like a duh, like la-di-da, or like duh, I don't know. Anyways, who knew? I don't know. But yeah, so I just treat people like my diary. I don't know what it is. And so I just remember we talked every single night, and I cried a lot, and she at the time was very sweet about it. And, like, I'm right here, and I totally get you, and I get it, and I'm here, and, like, I'm gonna give you advice, and I'm gonna make you feel so much better. And she did. But year four, we would talk about it, and she'd be like, Joyce, you cried so much. And so year four, I'm like, this girl is sweet, but she's brutal. I mean, now that I'm, like, over it, this girl's brutal. You know, like, she probably wouldn't have been so brutal if I wasn't over it. But I just was really sad about not having my family and, like, my boyfriend. I went in there with a boyfriend. I love that little... That man that is... I'm not saying he's making his way into my life, but I'm a little scared sometimes. Because there's, like, coincidences that just scare me. I don't want to have a boyfriend. Did we expect this? Did you expect me to say that? It's like exes, I feel like, I don't know. Obviously, I'd change my little tune if I was, like, in love. I'd be like, yes, I need you to be my boyfriend right now. So, what was I going to say? Anyways, yes, I was crying a lot year one and year four. This girl was brutal. She was like, Joyce, you cried a lot. And we just weren't that close year four. Like, we didn't talk every single night. Year three, we really split apart because we lived in different townhouses. And I went over to her house a lot, her townhouse a lot, but she didn't come over to ours. You know, it was a little, I do kind of regret that, I don't know, it was like me and Hannah, I don't know if I just straight up was like, I'm going to room with Hannah or bust, but that's kind of what I was feeling, and I don't know if I said it out loud. Because you know what, actually, no. I don't know why it was me and Hannah in the townhouses, and Jess, I don't think, had another person from our gardens in her townhouse. I think it was just her. But about me and Hannah in our townhouse, I remember there was this night that I think it was me on my period being very emotional. And I think I was studying, and I was just, like, over the top and just so, I don't know what it was, but it was a lot of emotions. And I remember me absolutely losing it. And Hannah was trying to console me, kind of. And then I was like, Joyce, but you don't understand. Not Joyce. Hannah, you don't understand what it's like to be me. Like, you got it made. Like, X, Y, and Z. Like, basically, she has a little bit of, like, entitlement. Or, like, not entitlement. She's 10 steps ahead because she's not first generation. And, well, she's just smarter. And, but at the same time, like, your dad has the best job and you can have a job. And you know what's funny? I ended up getting a corporate job right out of college. She was an intern, I think, right out of college at a corporate job, but I wouldn't say, is M&T national? I think it's definitely regional, but not national. And, like, her dad was definitely, like, international, and, like, so was Toyota. But anyways, I mean, like, oh, how, I don't know. It makes me think, like, me freaking out now, like, whenever I have a breakdown now, like, girl, you don't even know what the future holds. But I remember Hannah, like, was really trying to help me, and, like, she was, like, owning it. She's like, Joyce, I know. And you never really see her emotional ever. So I haven't seen her emotional since. So that tells you something. So yeah, those are our townhouse days. At the end of sophomore year, I went to Italy for 5-6 years. And I came back a five, six weeks. And I came back a chain smoker. Because in Italy, it's almost like it's a pastime. You want to make your own little cigarettes. You want to buy your own tobacco at a little vending machine or like a store. And you choose. And you roll them up and like you just watch people roll them up and you're just passing it around and stuff like that. I mean, I don't know. And I brought that back and I just liked it. I like sitting outside and smoking and I still kind of like it a little bit. I don't think I was ever a good smoker. Even like now, I live alone, you know, and I can smoke all I want, but I'm just not a good smoker. Like, I don't know, I'm not good at it. So, yes, as a junior year, I was definitely a little bit of a chain smoker, just a little bit, right after Italy. And then senior year, we lived at Perfections, and me and Haley and Jess, I'm pretty sure, had this... Like, I think that we went to Perfections and we wanted Perfections or we heard about it. But I just remember it was very full circle senior year. And I wonder what Jess has to say about that. So we'll ask her. That wasn't a question, but I'll write it down. We'll ask her. And then another question was, what's the most memorable memory? I remember her stuffing a lot of food into her, like, jacket and, like, sweater, like, subs and a soup, like a meatball sub from Subway and a soup into the movie theater. And, you know, that's tea. That's tea. What else? It's one of my most fond memories of her. Of course, pictures, you know, a lot of pictures come to mind. One of them, she had a little barbed wire across her little arm. Another memory, core memory, is one day, like, we were just hanging out, and then I don't even think she left the room. I think that she just started cutting bangs, and I wasn't looking. And the next thing I look, I'm like, whoa, okay, bangs. Okay, the bangs be banging. And that shocked me. And she was like, yep, just wanted a little change. And then one time she came back from, like, a little break, like maybe Easter, with, like, red hair. And, like, she didn't really like it. I don't know. It got really in her head. She didn't really like it. I remember she was, like, a little self-conscious, like, yes, I dyed it, whatever. I was just saying, like, is it my eyes or did you? Because it was this, she was a yellowy, brassy, like, blondie, like, it wasn't a platinum. And then this red wasn't a true red, it was like a strawberry. And, yeah, that was funny, that was a core memory. Her boots are core memory. I wonder if she's rocking them still. But those are the best going out boots. The best, like, just all around, always. It was these knee-high boots that I always wanted, but I didn't want the flat ones because I'm too short for that. And then I didn't like the heels because, well, imagine knee-high boots. And the heels. No. It's like you're constricted to heels. And like, or you have to take the whole boot off, which is like pants almost. You have to take like your whole pants off to like take a break from the heels. But anyways. Another question I'm gonna ask her is, if we met right now today, would we be friends? So say we weren't roommates, that means that we'd have a whole different friend group. So if we just met at a random, if we were in college and we met at a random class, she would not like me because I am not a good person. I'm not a good student. I'm not a good student. If we met at work, we'd be better friends. If we met at work, we'd be really good friends. I think that we'd hang out all the time. If we met at like a friend group, yes, we'd be really good friends. Yes, we'd be really good friends. Yeah, so I'm happy. I'm so happy that we were roommates, because if we met at a class, she'd fucking hate me. She'd hate me so much. I'm just, it's always the easy way, which, yes, reminds me about my real estate. So I passed my real estate course, and what's next in not this next week, but the week after, oh my God, I'm like freaking out, is the state exam. Oh my God, I literally want to puke. Okay, I want to pick this back up when I'm with Jess. Yeah, this is me in college. It was terrible. Like, I don't know how to study. It, like, makes me so anxious. And I feel so dumb. And, ugh. I didn't used to puke and, like, back then. But my anxiety has turned into me being a puker or something. I don't know. My mouth is all like clammy and stuff. I don't know if you guys care. Okay, I'm gonna pick it up with Jess. And wish me luck on this test. I really wanna do this for my career. Okay. Wish me luck. Wish me luck right now. Okay, I'm gonna pick it up with Jess. Because when I was doing that trip, that same trip, it also took me forever. But I was in the man, and my man wasn't trying to drink.
Why?
I know, because he's just not a drinker.
You always have to. A lot of times I don't. Usually I don't, but this time I was just like, I want a drink because I know I'm coming for a reunion and we're going to be drinking.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck yeah. Like, why not start the party now?
And okay. So I did. I have some questions for you for my podcast.
Oh, you recorded?
Yes.
What the fuck?
Okay, so question number one is, what was your first impression of me?
Do you want me to be honest?
Yes, be honest, you freak.
No. I thought you didn't like me.
Oh, interesting. I said the same thing. Okay, go ahead.
Do you remember when you first saw me at orientation?
Tell me why.
Because I saw you a couple rows in front of me, and I had met you online and Facebook before.
Yes. That.
And I waved to you, and you gave me like a weird look. And then you looked away, and I was like, what the fuck? He doesn't like me.
Okay. And then I said the same exact thing. I was like, I don't know if this is a memory or if she told me about the memory, but this is my memory as well. So now I don't know. Now I don't know if it's your memory that I'm remembering.
I don't know if I ever told you this. Did I? Maybe. I don't know.
Do you remember who I was with? Sitting
No,
with?
I have no idea.
Me
oh,
neither.
God,
no, I have no idea. That's
but I knew that I recognized you, and then we had been talking online, so I was like, oh my God, I recognize her. Like, well, she's gonna be like my roommate.
That's why I kind of think that it is your memory, because if it was me, I would feel like I'd remember this person.
Well, if it was you, I think that you would be like, oh, I didn't mean to be mean by like looking away, right? Like, you definitely didn't mean that.
I never mean
but in my view of it, you like looked at me and I waved at you, and maybe you just felt awkward or something and like didn't know what to do.
A little bit more of my first impression, not like memory, but I guess memory, is that just you and your vibe seemed cooler than my status quo.
Oh my
God. I was like, this girl is too cool for me. Like, we wouldn't be friends if like I went to her high school. Like, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, what, Joyce? That's not true at all.
Just because you have that about you. You do. Look at your little shoulder popping out. Like, you're a cool girl, dude. You're wearing a bandeau. You're tan. You don't understand how cool you are. Shut up. Look at all the rings that you, dude, guys, she got into the car with her little Dre by Beats and whatever around her neck.
Yeah, because I was listening to music.
You're rocking bangins and bangs are banging. You're a cool girl. The bangs,
though. What do we think? I don't know.
The bangs. I got bangs too, but they're also put back.
Yeah, let's pin the bangs back. I don't know if that was a move for me. Dude, my hairdresser was like, you should go for bangs. And I was like, okay. And she cut them. And I was like, this is a mistake. Immediately. When she was drying them,
But you've had them for a while, no?
Not like this. Not like the front bangs. Oh. Like, the curtain bangs, I love the curtain bangs. But the
front bangs, I feel like it's been your profile picture for a bit.
Since I moved to Charleston, which was a month ago, maybe.
A month is a long time.
It doesn't feel like a long time to me.
Okay. Second question is, what's the difference between me year one and me year four?
You've grown in confidence for sure.
Okay.
You were a lot shyer
in year one.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like when I picture you and your personality from year one to year four. And you grew not to give a shit too, which is a good thing. Like, I think you cared a lot more about what people thought freshman year.
And I don't even remember that, but that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember that. Like, do you remember,
but then senior year, like, you grew so, like, confidence again. But you also became, like, you're like, I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like, I'm me. I don't care if you don't like it type of thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I love that. I want more of that. Yeah, I want that back, maybe, is the problem.
You don't have it now?
No. It helps with this podcast. This podcast helps. But... like, when I was in Toyota, I was like, I can't let anybody know that I'm not a genius. Yeah. Like, I can't let any dumb show. I just can't. And that made me standoffish.
Personal life compared to your work life is it's a huge difference. Like,
why?
Trying to be the person that you are in real life and translating that to work life is very hard.
So you struggle with that, too?
No, or you don't?
Bitch! Where'd that come from then?
Because like that's a normal thing to struggle with. I'm genuinely lucky.
You can't relate, you bitch.
When I first started, I did. Before I knew them, and now I don't because I'm very good friends with them. But your industry, you're in the same industry. You're just picking the wrong, like
the marketing.
You're picking the men dominated, like
right.
Which is not it.
Well, no, I mean my office is there's a lot of women, but in my like position and stuff. Yeah, it's just me. What the hell is this? Okay, my next... What the hell?
Where are we going?
What the fuck? Shit, shit. What the hell was that?
I don't care, but we didn't die.
So okay, my other question is, if we weren't roommates year one, would we be friends and when? And if we weren't, then
whatever.
Ooh,
that's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's Bonaventure. So yeah. It's very small school. So yeah, I definitely say we'd be friends. I think I'd be friends with literally everyone.
Are you friends with everybody? Looking back, are you? Yes.
Right now, am I friends with everybody at
Bonas?
Back
then,
no, hell no. I was a different person back then, though.
Oh, okay.
You don't, like, 5 years. You don't think you're different?
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I said that we would not be because when I was in. So, say we were not roommates.
Mm-hmm.
We would have met at a class, and you would hate me. You would ask...
What? Why do you think that?
Because...
What makes you think that?
I don't do the work. I scurry my way. You'd be pissed.
You know? That would annoy me, yeah.
You'd be like, no, I know Joyce. Honestly, she's kind of standoffish. Like, I was a bitch in class. Because it's class. Or I wouldn't show up. Or I just ask you for, like, answers, and I'm moving on with my day. Like, I'm not a good classmate. We wouldn't be friends. But if we met out, if we met at work, if we would be friends. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If, like, we would be best friends in any lifetime. But if it was in class, no. 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 You'd hate me.
Classroom you sucks, apparently.
And then my other question was...
You got a green, babe.
Oh, shit. Okay.
We're gonna die.
You know! Shut up.
It's bad. Okay. She has two phones in each. She has a phone in each hand.
Is there anything about me that surprised you? Or surprises you currently? Or like what? The craziest wow.
You're one of the most interesting people I've ever met in my
entire life. Oh, shit!
Yeah. But you know, something weird coming from like Gananda, which is a small town, like... Well, you came from a small town, too. Yeah. But coming from a small town and going to college, you don't know a lot of, like, personalities, you know? Like, mm-hmm. you have, like, the typical personality from your neighborhood and from your high school. Mm-hmm. Or from the people that you know from your limited experience at 18 years old. But going to college, you meet people who react differently to things and who have different, like, emotions or, like... whatever, like, mm-hmm. and you realize, like, not everyone's this carbon copy that you kind of learn to yeah. know from being from a small town. Yeah, that's interesting.
For instance, when you say how people react, I feel like, say somebody says a sentence, I have a feeling that the room would react in this way, mm-hmm. but then it always shocks me when somebody's like, oh, no, I thought that you meant this.
Yeah.
That's where it wows me.
Well, that's what, like, now I feel like I know so much more. Like, now I feel like I could easily meet, like, really different and interesting people, and I wouldn't be surprised by it. But I feel like at 18, I was, like, sheltered, you know?
Yeah. Wait, do you remember something that was, like, because you were, like, you're different. Like, do you remember, like, what made you be, like, what the hell? Or I don't know.
What? I don't know. That there was, like, one thing. It was kind of, like...
Or, like... Could have been small. I don't know. Could have been, like, several things.
We had a freaking crazy freshman year.
I know.
You and me being roommates. Like, that whole year was just chaotic for us.
Well, I do have a question of what's your favorite memory of us or just me? Or, like, maybe just freshman year?
You're going to hate that this is my favorite memory of you. But
yes.
Actually, it's because it makes me laugh, okay?
Yes.
It was that time that you were at Hannah's, like, sister's, like, you slept over and you peed on the futon.
That was crazy.
I wasn't even there, but the story is, like,
wait, what the hell? I remember. That's not the memory.
I wasn't there. Where but that's, like, you? What I remember, like, the most from college.
Where were you?
I have no idea. I don't know.
That doesn't probably count. Wandered. Come up with something else.
Okay. Best memory. Ooh. Perfections, like, I don't know why it's always memories of us being hammered, but when that guy was in your bed, what was his name? What was his name? Remember you had, like, the loft little bed?
Yeah. Why was he in my
bed? Remember I, like, kicked him out or something? What was his name, that guy?
I have no idea.
Shit,
why was he in there?
I don't know. I thought you guys hooked up.
Why'd you kick him out?
You told me to. I was that girl. I was the girl that everyone would, like, Hannah came to me and she was like, you need to get nuked the fuck out of here. And I was like, bet. And I went in there. I was like, you need to leave now.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? I would do that anytime. And I did it for you. I don't remember that guy. You would remember. I can't believe you don't remember.
Well, him. I don't. And that's not a good memory either. It's barely there. It's a fuzzy memory. There's no... It doesn't have to be huge.
Okay, something you remember, too.
Well, it was fuzzy for you. You don't remember the guy.
Yeah, but I don't know. I barely knew anybody about us. Like, despite the fact that it was a small school, I was, like, not a social butterfly back then.
Okay, what was the best and the worst thing about living with me? Be honest, because now we don't live together, so it's fine.
The worst? I can definitely think of a lot of best things.
Okay.
Oh, we got in, like, into it in senior year, though. Do you remember getting, like, like, I was pissed at you for, like, a hot second.
No. What?
You don't remember that?
No.
Oh, what? My God. Joyce, everything I bring up, you don't remember.
Tell me.
I don't know. I remember being...
You don't remember me?
I remember being annoyed with you. Remember we were at the bottom of the stairs, and I was like, Joyce, like, I'm fucking pissed, remember? And we were, like...
Kind of.
Do you remember that?
Not the bottom of the stairs, but I remember, like, a couch and you being like, I'm pissed. And I'm like, I don't get it. I feel like I
was probably the worst of it. But the best of it, oh my God, there's so many good parts of it. Like, just, like, the talks that we've had, the drunken, idiotic moments that we've had where you've made me, like, laugh because you're, like, so blacked out.
I can't believe you didn't bring up the guy peeing all over your shit.
Why would I bring that up? That's not a good memory for me.
Are you bringing up my bad memories?
You asked about my good memories. Is that one of your good memories? That guy peeing on me? You're like, yes.
Oh, the way that you said he didn't pee on you, you crazy woman. Did he?
He literally peed. I was like, this guy opens my dorm room door. I thought Joyce was gone, okay? And I hear this random person come in the room. I thought it was one of our guy friends. I wasn't even really friends with them. But I was like, oh, it's a guy, because we had a co-ed dorm. And the door shut, so I lose that bit of light that was shining on him. And that's scary. Now there's a man in our room. I don't know who it is.
And I lose that bit of light.
Yeah. And then all I hear is like water trickling. I'm like, what the fuck is that? I thought someone spilled something, and I look up and he has his full on dick out. He's like peeing everywhere. And I'm like, I don't say anything. I like freeze. Cause all of a sudden I realize I don't know who this guy is. And he's peeing all over my desk. And like, this is my like back then when Vera Bradley was like a thing. My Vera Bradley wallet, he peed all over it. My cash was soaked. Oh, I got written up because my fake ID was out because he peed on it.
Damn.
And then he crawls into my bed. He starts stripping, gets completely naked except for his little boxers, and gets in my bed. And I'm like, get out of my bed. This isn't your room. And he's like, move over. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. And I didn't realize you were in the room the entire time. So I'm like, oh my God. He gets in my bed and I'm like, holy shit. So I get out of the bed and I go down to like Carrie and Hannah. And I'm like, guys, like someone needs to get him out of my bed.
Oh, yeah.
And then the guys came down. And remember? And I was like, and you poked your head out of nowhere. And you were like, who's in your bed? That's what you said. I was like, Joyce, you're in here? And then we both left and slept in Carrie's room on the floor. Remember? Yeah. And we woke up the next day and he was on the soccer team and he wrote me a note. Remember?
Oh, and was he just like, don't ever tell anybody or what?
Well, no, because like the school was like investigating it because he was on the team. Oh. And he was like, can you just tell them that it wasn't a big deal? And I was like, of course. Like, it wasn't. Like, right. There was nothing like...
No, it
like,
wasn't.
Yeah,
it wasn't. You only he was just got former. Your fake taken away and a ticket and you only...
It wasn't though. Like, I didn't want, like, he's not a bad guy. You know what I mean? I didn't want him getting in trouble. It wasn't, like, he was just hammered. He was, like, blacked out.
And you got written up for it.
I don't care. Everyone needs to get written up once in their life in college, right?
I don't think I did. Surprisingly.
That was my time. Also, I almost got written up again because I got another fake and that got taken too.
Wait, no, that was...
But he let me go. I was like, thanks.
Because that was a real cop. Right?
No, it was security.
Oh, that was open container.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Yeah, I got an actual ticket for open container and underage drinking. Or maybe, no, just open container because I was 21. It was senior year.
Yeah.
And I, like, chatted with them. And they literally let me off. The cop was like, don't worry, just show up to court and I'll, like, dismiss it. I'm like, why the fuck are you even writing me a ticket then? This is a waste of both of our time.
Well, that's just what they do. But okay, podcast, thank you so much for listening. I will see you next week.